Good morning, friends, and welcome to Grits in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and I am so excited to be with you today on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. There are a couple things that we will be doing today in my church in person. Today is a Sunday of time at the table for communion. And so, as always, I want to take this moment to say to you that I am so thankful that you are here with me. I'm so thankful that you listen to the message that I have been given. I'm so thankful that you come to worship on this platform. But I also hope and pray that you are going to find a church for yourself. This may be a place where you come when you are not at your home church, and I love that, and I'm here for it, and I'm glad that you are here to join us in that instance as well. But if this is your only form of worship, my encouragement to you is that you go and find a place where you can sit in a pew, where you can come to the table with those around you in fellowship, and you can be a part of a community of faith. This is also a new kind of community of faith, so we're glad to have you here as well. This Sunday is also our back-to-school Sunday at Bethlehem, where I serve, and I'm so thankful for all the teachers and office workers and bus drivers and teachers' aides that are a part of our community, and we are going to honor them. So at the end of the service, I'm also going to say a prayer for anyone that could be listening that is a part of the school system or has children in school or is a teacher. So that will be added to the end of the service before the benediction. Let us come together today in a time of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's psalm is from the 78th psalm, verses 23 through 29. Hear now the words of the psalmist. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down on them manna to eat and gave them grain of heaven. Mortals ate the bread of angels. He sent them food in abundance. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he let out the south wind. He raised flesh upon them like dust, winged birds like the sand of the seas. He let them fall within their camp, all around their dwellings. They ate and were well filled, for he gave them what they craved. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us come together now and say those words that we say every week to remind us of the things we believe. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you today so thankful for so many things in life, for the bread that sustains us, for your Son who sustains all things, for the nourishment that we get from coming together to the table. We praise your name. We thank you for the people that we get to fellowship with. and for the words that you have given us through your scripture, through the liturgies that were written inspired by those scriptures, and for the time that we get to share and be nourished. Hear us now as we pray the words that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson comes from the Gospel of John. We are continuing the story after Jesus feeds the 5,000 and walks on the water for the disciples. Hear now the word of the Lord, starting in verse 24. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has his seal." And they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent. What sign are you going to give us so that we may see it and believe in you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, I am so thankful for the words that you give me each and every week, for the continued relationship that that brings for me. May the words that you have given me bring relationship and trust and nourishment to all those who hear it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I love a good sports competition. That doesn't always translate to actual sports skills, but I love a good team to cheer for. There have been a few times when I was successful myself in sports. One of those times was in college. I was on my sorority's Team One flag football team. Team One, for any of the intramural sports, was the competitive team. Other teams were just for fun. I tried being on Team 2 and Team 3 in other sports, but I don't love losing or being bad at things, so I didn't love those teams. But I loved being on Team 1 football. We were good. Really good. Other teams would scout our practices. We were intramural champions every year I played. We even went to the flag football state championships. I know what you may be thinking, Katie, why does this matter? It seems just like a lot of bragging. And maybe it is, just a little. The glory days of 25 years ago are a little hard to let go of. I say all this to give credibility to my love of sports. I'm one of those girls that loves a pretty dress and pearls, but at the same time, I will yell and scream at my TV during a game. In college, I wore pearls and did cheers during sorority recruitment and would then scream and shout for the different teams on campus. It's why I love Alona Meyer so much. She's a U.S. rugby player and a beautiful and strong woman. She talks a lot about body positivity with girls and how more than one body type can be healthy. She is tall and strong-shouldered and could take down most of the men I know. She also loves a pretty dress. And her personality makes me know that we would be friends if we ever met. She posted a video the other day that made me so happy. She was sitting down to eat lunch, and she had three types of bread on her plate. It was my kind of plate. It had a bread roll, a croissant, and a crepe. A girl after my own heart. At the end, she says, "Full up, fuel up. Don't stay hungry." What a great way to see the scripture from today. All of these references to food and bread giving life were just Jesus saying just that. Fuel up. Don't stay hungry. Last week, we read John's version of Jesus feeding the 5,000, a familiar story of abundance and overflowing love and the strength of Jesus and the love of God. Jesus gets a little chippy with his followers in verse 26 and 27. "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do you not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you? For it is on him that the Father has set his seal." He's taking them to task, saying, "Why have you ignored all of the other things I have done for you, including walking on water? But it is the food in your belly that finally convinces you." Can you just see him shaking his head as he says it? Of course it took bread to get their attention. But because they see his power and might that way, Jesus decides to lean into the idea. I'm sure the teachers among us know that feeling. You try every way you know how to teach something that seems so obvious, but is the most unlikely way to view a concept that gets their attention, that gets the wheels turning. The disciples try and defend themselves. Of course, they related to the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. They knew the ancient scripture about their ancestors being fed in the wilderness. They would have grown up studying these stories and hearing them as a way of faith. When you are faithful and follow God, you are fed. But of course, the disciples attributed the feeding to Moses. Jesus then bridges that gap for them. He helped them make connections. Teachers, can I get an amen? From God to the people through Moses is the same as Jesus being called the bread of life for all of us. I can almost see the flowchart, the if-then statement, the synonym in the SAT prep material. Jesus is the teacher taking advantage of the previous knowledge that they have to build new connections to a new and different truth. The parallels are abundant even for us today. Bread is fuel for our bodies, and belief in Jesus is fuel for our faith. We cannot have a faith that flourishes and thrives without it. The disciples could not go out and do the work of the early church and the healings and the teachings without Jesus being their bread of life and without actual bread to sustain them. Our relationships today here at church and out in the world are fueled by fellowship and breaking bread together and by helping each other find faith in all kinds of ways. Prayer, study, fellowship, worship, all of these things. The basis of our faith and our lives together in relationship with God and with each other, are based on nourishment. They cannot thrive without nourishment. I am the bread of life. It is the very first of the I am statements that we see in John. After explaining all of these things to the disciples and the crowd, Jesus sums it up in simple terms that they can understand and take out into the world. Not Moses, but God. Not the little boy that brought the loaves, but Jesus. Hello, people. I am the bread of life. I like to think that there was an exclamation point on the end where it was spoken. I like to think that the disciples and his followers looked at themselves and said, oh, we get it. Gosh, I love scripture. I am the bread of life. It's such a simple concept, and yet there's so many levels and layers and beautiful ways to read it that make it more and more meaningful. We need nourishment in every part of our lives. We need bread to sustain us. Fuel up. Don't stay hungry. We can sometimes think that denying ourselves bread can make us more healthy. The reality is that we need more fuel. We need energy and the bread of life to sustain us mind, body, and spirit. We think sometimes that giving up bread is the way to be healthy. But maybe it's more about the discipline of life that comes after we fuel up that needs more attention. We need more Jesus so we can exercise those habits of prayer, study, and fellowship. We need more bread so we can have the fuel to exercise our bodies more. I may not be the athlete that I was in college. Insert laughter here. I may not need all of the fuel to play flag football or water ski or be a cheerleader. Those were my specialties in my younger days. I may not need the three kinds of bread that Alona needs to fuel up before her rugby match, but I absolutely need the bread of life. Now, I still eat a lot of bread. Sometimes too much actual bread. For me, that's the hard part. We all struggle in different ways. We are all a work in progress. But maybe we need to take a look at why we are denying ourselves to find out how we can be truly healthy. Just like scripture, our lives are multi-layered and meaningful in many different ways. They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to him, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus is there, telling us how to live, if we will listen. One of the spiritual practices that we can use as a reminder of that life-giving nourishment that Jesus gives us is at the communion table. We don't need three kinds of bread. Just one, the bread of life. We are not meant to come alone. We are meant to come together in fellowship to the table, to learn and grow and be nourished together. And as a reminder of the gift that Jesus has given us. Amen. Today we are going to pray a prayer for those teachers and students in our lives, and bus drivers and front office workers and counselors and all those people who influence our children and are with our children in our community. So let's pray together for this school year. Gracious God, thank you for teaching us. You give us wisdom now to help us in the future. We are grateful for this new year in which we may grow in faith, friendship, and the love of Jesus. We pray for all students in our community. Thank you for their curiosity and hope and kindness. Help our students to listen for your voice as they explore scripture and seek to live what they believe. We pray for all teachers. Thank you for giving them dedication, experience, and insight. We pray those things as well for everyone, every counselor, every coach, every front office worker, every bus driver that comes into contact with our students, that they may be sustained in the nourishment of your love. Sustain all of them by your Spirit with creativity, patience, peace, and joy. Continually guide and bless all parents, families, and the whole congregation throughout this year. We ask in the name of Jesus, who asked and answered many questions. Amen. As we go throughout this week, let us remember those who are starting school, who have yet to start school, and who are done with school, that all of us may be lifelong learners and grow in our faith and be nourished by your love. Because in life and death and life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.